on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, hi, and good evening. Well, isn't this just
beautiful?
Imagine you were there, you know. I really dig the clothes you wear. I only wish you could be my baby.
Sounds pretty good after three decades, I reckon. That is Dave Stewart. Yes, that one. And Heart of Stone. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Tonight, I'm going to be joined in the studio for the first time in possibly about a decade and a half. Long overdue, but we're putting it right tonight. The Bob Colum Band, very much looking forward to having Bob back on the show. And what else is coming up? Well, we've got the gig guide, we've got a round of chill with Nick, we've got loads of music to rock out and chill out to that you have gotten used to on this show over the years. And if you're tuning in for the first time, it is fantastic to have you as well. Stick around with us at 10 p.m. We've got some great music and chat for you. Next up, this is a band who, I think it was nearly another 30 years ago that I first heard a track from them, but they've jumped in and out of my consciousness since then. And this is from an album that they put out in February called Loving You Is Killing Me, and this is one of the highlights of that album, The Band and My Life Story, and this track is called Identity Crisis.
So you better find
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I
Tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was My Life Story and Identity Crisis from their album that came out in February entitled Loving You Is Killing Me. And the track you just heard was Rob Heron and the T-Pad Orchestra and Like a Cuckoo. I saw him performing at Stockton Calling Festival. Oh, well, the whole band, I say him. Over 11 years ago now, and played lots of their music over the years, and new material from them is coming very soon, which I'm very much looking forward to playing you. That particular track of theirs from a few years back is a good memory. If you're going to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have a question for Bob Collum, who is coming up hopefully just after 5:30, if you would like to recommend us a gig that you are playing, promoting, or just going to, we'll do that in the second hour of the show. Any musical recommendations can be yours, but do tell us if it is yours. Or any questions about the music we're playing, or any other reason you want to get in touch, the usual means all apply. radio@phoenixfm.com is the email. If you're on phoenixfm.com right now, you can contact us through that. You can find me on all the socials at Nickfield Media. We're on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM, and we're on Facebook at Curveball Radio. Yes. Feel free to contact us via any of those means. We look forward to hearing from you. Next up, this is brand new from a band to go by the name of Two-Headed Horse. Two-Headed Horse here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track is their recent single, Shimmer. The next track that I have from you is a band who we're going to be hopefully chatting to next month. And, oh, there it is. The band, they've already, I think last, they released a ton of singles last year and sent me several emails being quite pleased with themselves. And so they should have been. This is their second single so far this year. This is Popclaw.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Two tracks in a row here on Curples on Phoenix FM. There was a bit of a gap in the middle. I apologise for that. First up, you heard Popclaw and Run in the Night. We'll hopefully be chatting to them sometime next month. So do stay tuned to the website because we'll be announcing that soon. Then it was Fear of an Infinite Loop and Sirens from their EP The Human Condition, which you can find now on Bandcamp. And I chatted to Daryl from Fear of an Infinite Loop on last week's show, and you can listen back to that now on the Curples page on the Phoenix FM website, which you can find at phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, or if you are on the website right now, you can just click anywhere it says Curveballs. Coming up next, we'll be welcoming back to the studio after a ridiculously criminally long time, Mr. Bob Colum. First up, we'll have a bit of a blast from the past courtesy of his and his track Merry-Go-Round, which is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Bob Colum and that band of his here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. The track was Merry Go Round, which was the very first song of his that I played on the show many, many moons ago. And we'll discuss the memories of that and plenty more of them with the man himself right now. Good evening, Bob.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. It has been far too long since you were last on the show. You've been on Phoenix FM a few times since, but the last time you were on Curveballs was the best part of a decade and a half ago, which is bad, very bad on my part.
We've had political upheaval and a pandemic since I was last on.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. A lot's happened since then, so we've got lots to catch up on. So with us we have Martin on bass. Good evening, Martin.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Excellent. So, who else is in the Bob Colum band with you, Bob?
Well, besides Martin, we got Paul Corey on drums and Mags Layton on violin. Or fiddle. Sometimes it's violin, sometimes it's fiddle.
Excellent. Good stuff. And the thing is, I'm never entirely sure what to call your band, because you've been known as the Bob Colum Band and Bob Colum and the Welfare Mothers. It's so, hopefully not too much of an identity crisis going on, I hope.
Well, you know what it's like. We were the Welfare Mothers for a while, and we just kind of figured that name's kind of, you know, the connotation attached to it, which we didn't mean when we started it. And now we thought, yeah, you know what, just drop it. You know, we don't need it.
No one got the Neil Young reference
anyway. We don't even need my name, to be fair. We got the Bob Colum bit as well.
Unfortunately, the band is
just
already taken.
I think just the would be great.
Righto. Well, we'll be hearing a track from The in just a second. But first, we'll have a quick potted history. Mm-hmm. because Bob, you're from Brentwood via Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes,
indeed. Which is also the home of Garth Brooks. Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Goldberg. Yes, that one.
Yeah, Goldberg.
And Hanson. Yes, Bop.
Hanson used to come to the record shop I worked at when they were little tiny kids and sit on the counters. We used to shoo them off. True story.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent stuff. So, can you remember when you first got into music, Bob?
Yeah, I was real. I was a little kid, probably. You know, I was probably, you know, first memories have, you know, music attached to them. You know, sitting in my, you know, back in the days, you might remember this, Martin, Nick, you're too young, but we used to could stand on the car seats. Remember, you just sit between in the front seat of the car between the adults, standing up, and...
Well, wasn't that stand up? We used to have the old, those very, very dangerous bench seats. So you could have three, so I could sit in the front, in between mum and dad.
Exactly. And the radio would be on, I'd be able to press the buttons, because you used to press buttons on radios, Nick.
Yes, indeed, those were the days.
So I'd listen to the radio doing that, and then just kind of, you know, found something I liked. I found Elvis. Elvis was cool, then he died, and I took it very personally. And, but yeah, music's always been a memory. It's always been there. It's attached to every phase of my life.
Excellent. Yes. And well, you have a wealth of material out, but you are putting out your first song collection, your first best of, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean, for lack of better title, best of, you know.
Yes.
Is I would call it, like, you know, a least worst of personally, but I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, so I guess, you know, best of. Yeah, we just, you know, I've been playing with Paul, the drummer, for 21 years now, almost 22 years, and he had the idea that we should do that, like, kind of a compilation thing, because sometimes stuff goes out of print and you don't have physical copies anymore, and so it was kind of this idea, but we, instead of just putting stuff together, we went back in the studio and took all the original multi-tracks and did some remixing and remastering, so it would be a little bit more than just a best of. Yeah, so it's called Wasted Wonderland, as a matter of fact. It comes out when, Martin? When is it? May
16th.
May 16th. Wow, less than a month to go.
Yeah, and the songs are sounding really good. I mean, Bob and with producer Pat Collier, they really have done... Bob would send us some copies, and that they're really leaping out of the speakers now. They've done some great work on the remixing and remastering. Some of them, Paul wasn't happy with his drum sound, never been happy, and now he's like, wow, that is what I heard in my head. So the album sounding really good.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
On one track, I added something. On Merry Go Round, I added a cowbell on the chorus.
More cowbell.
Barely in there, just loud enough to hear on the chorus. It's true story.
There you go.
Sorry, Paul.
More cowbell makes for a better life, I reckon. Excellent. So, well, you have your instruments with you, and it will be downright rude of us not to ask you to do something with them. So, well, what track are you going to do for us first?
We'll do the title track. Can I just say, if you want to buy this, which you should buy this album, you really should. I mean, that's begging. Please buy this album. It's on our website, which is bobcullummusic.com. You get through Bandcamp, come all the regular places. So, let's do the title track off of
it. Title track.
Excellent. Take it away.
Cool. This is for all you people out there who are going through something with someone everywhere. It's called Wasted Wonderland.
Well, Molly never said the right things to get ahead. All those good times never seem to last. When Billy caught her eye, she never stopped to wonder why. It all seemed to happen way too fast. She pinned her goodbye note to the sleeve of a romance coat while Billy waited outside in the rain. They counted every mile and tried to make each other smile. Nothing ventured, almost nothing gained. 'Cause if she kept on drinking, she might stop thinking about the ring on her left hand. In a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland, she slipped on the wedding band, a blushing bride in her next best man, a little shook up and a whole lot of worse for wear. Billy had too much time to kill, looking out for the next big thrill, and Molly got used to acting like she wasn't there. 'Cause if she kept on drinking, she might stop thinking about the ring on her left hand. In a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland, blue skies and drugstore eyes, mama's little angel in a cheap disguise, a broken heart swinging on a rusty chain. Well, you never can tell. And Molly never knew how hard she fell. And Billy kept on thinking things might change. Well, Molly never said the right things to get ahead. She gave up that ghost a long time ago. She dreams of going home. Billy's dreaming all alone. And the voice in the back of her head says, I told you so. 'Cause if she kept on drinking, she might stop thinking about the ring on her left hand. In a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland. 'Cause if she kept on drinking, she might stop thinking about the ring on her left hand. In a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland. In a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
Motel in a wasted wonderland.
cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
A cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
I said a cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
A cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
A cheap motel in a wasted wonderland.
Excellent. Thank you. The Bob Collin Band here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and that was Wasted Wonderland, which is the title track of the compilation Best Of type thing that is coming out on May the 16th, available from anywhere that you can get music, is the impression that I'm getting.
Indeed.
Excellent. So, with listening back to kind of like tracks, because you've got ones that pretty much go from all from like the last nearly 20 years. So, have your influences changed a lot since then, or are there many that have stayed the same?
You know, I think your influences, your core influences are pretty solid by the time you're, you know, maybe 25, 30. You're kind of like, then it's just refined through, you know, new ideas you might hear and stuff. But I always go back to the same kind of influences when I need to prime the pump for creativity. You know, I think the songwriter John Prine's an amazing source of, you know, he resets everything. You go back, listen to some John Prine stuff, and go, okay, that's how it's done. The simplicity, and you know, the Beatles are always a great source of inspiration to make you remember what it feels like, the early discovery of cool music. You know, that, when you want that kind of buzz. Martin influences me. He's my main influence now, is Martin.
Far too kind. I think the weird thing is, though, for Bob, you know, those coming from America, he is very much influenced by that sort of old, the classic British bands, you know, the Beatles, the Kinks, you know, that type of stuff. You can sort of, I can hear sort of some of the influences of things like the Kinks and some of the music, and some of the themes. You know, it all comes, but it's all a big melting pot. And then you've got that country stuff gets in there, and it all just gets blended up in his head, and stuff comes out.
Do you realize how exotic it sounds like to hear about Muswell Hill in America in the middle of the world? Just as you guys go, oh my God, Louisiana is so. There's romanticism about that stuff. We feel the same way about, you know, listening to Fairport Convention records. I'm going, ooh, Bodkins, that sounds amazing. Yeah. It's, I mean, you can't help but be influenced by the Beatles and the Stones and the Who and the Kinks and all that, the great British bands, even the, you know, the 70s and 80s stuff as well. I owned a Naked Eyes album at one time. That's the honest to God truth.
You can tell where some of Bob's influences come from in the few. So within the set, whenever we play live, especially if we're doing a longer gig with maybe two sets, and we'll definitely put some covers in there, and you can tell some of the covers of Bob said, "Hey man, let's do this," you know. So they sort of, there's the hints and where some of those influences are coming from there as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely kind of that mid-Atlantic, you know. Things always been, but then again, you know, we talk about like roots music. I guess you could say we kind of did an Americana thing, but some of the stuff that validated country music to me was on those Beatle records when they would do like, you know, they are going to put me in the movies, or I don't want to spoil the part. That was all just hearing what I liked back through the voices that I thought were cool, you know.
Excellent. Well, it has served you well, and may it long continue to do that. And we mentioned the Beatles earlier on, and we're going to hear a Beatles track next. So tell us about your memories of Wait.
Oh, man. Do you know what? I think the first Beatle record I ever got was Sgt. Pepper, because I really dug the way it looked when I was a little kid. But it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I kind of thought, well, this is a bit cartoony. Because, you know, when you're a little kid, you see Yellow Submarine. That's usually your gateway Beatle thing. And it was a few years later, I got a copy of Rubber Soul. And that was what really got me hooked. I think the song we're going to play is one off of that I really love called Wait, which encapsulates, to me, what I really love about the Beatles. It's got some great chord changes. It's got the great double vocals from John and Paul. To me, it's an exciting track. When I hear it, it always lightens my mood.
Well, let's get excited.
Yes.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. If your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, trust in you, and know that you will wait for me. It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me. But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone.
The Beatles and Wait! Here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM from the album Rubber Soul. And yes, we were trying to remember who it was who played lead tambourine on that record, because
I think it was Eric Clapton, wasn't it, that played lead?
Maybe, yeah, but whoever it was, they were clearly enjoying themselves a lot. excellent. So, Bob, we'll chat a bit about live stuff and things like that, yeah, because you are all over the place. But first up, let's give people a hint of what they can get from a Bob Colum live show with another track. So, which track would you like to do next?
Let's do My Little Hurricane.
Excellent. I think you did a version of this last time you were here as well.
I think it was brand new song when I was here before.
Quite possibly.
Wow. 15 years ago, man. Wow.
Yes.
We were all babies then, weren't we?
Yeah.
I know.
Yes.
All right. This song usually starts out with Mags on the violin, so we're just going to have to pretend. One. My Little Hurricane. One. Two.
Should I stand and speak these words, or keep them locked away? I bless the air that held you there, my little hurricane. Fingertips on trembling lips, shadow on display. It's hard to change what should stay the same, my little hurricane. Draws you to my side. Well aware that I should find you there at the turning of the tide. If I misspoke, I apologize for words I might betray. A twisted line in a mixed up rhyme, my little hurricane. Draws you to my side. Well aware
apologize for words I might betray. A twisted line in a mixed up rhyme, my little hurricane. Yes, I bless the air that held you there, my little hurricane.
Breeze in the best possible way.
Thank you.
The Bob Collin Band here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with My Little Hurricane. So, when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, well, tell us about where you've been playing recently.
We were in Walthamstow on last week. We're was it Shepreth?
Shepreth, just outside Cambridge.
Shepreth, the Fantastic Plough, which is a great music venue. Got the Betsy Trout. Actually, the Betsy Trout, what is the album release gig on May 16th in London, Farringdon. Betsy Trout, with tickets are on sale now. I just go to wellcollummusic.com or on Facebook to buy tickets.
Yeah, then we've got... Then there's a trip down. Sometime in May, there's a trip down to Orpington.
Oh, Orpington,
folk club.
Oh, it's a folk, but it's yeah. You said the folk word now.
Yeah, but we played there last year, and they know their country, Americana stuff.
Tell you what.
It's a few trips around. We've got a regular gig. We play three or four times a year in a great little pub in Greenwich called the Morden Arms.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cool music venue.
Cool music venue. So a couple in Southend as well.
21.
So yeah, we're keeping busy.
As busy as possible.
Excellent. Yes, your gigging schedule always looks very impressive.
Well, thanks,
when
man.
I see it.
Thanks, man. It's fun. It's fun to play live, and it's fun to record, and it's fun just to play, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, one of the frustrating things is that the sort of star of the show, in many respects, Mags, our fiddle player, adds the texture and colour on top. She doesn't live a million miles away from here. She actually lives in Brentwood, but the nature of her job, and she works on the ride over near Twickenham, so. She often stays down that way. So this would have been a lovely little local one for her if she didn't have a stressful job.
Do you need to stop Mags and let the dog out or anything?
Yeah.
Right. We'll plan the next one for when she's in town.
Yeah.
There we go.
Definitely. Excellent. Well, it sounds like lots coming up, which is fantastic. We'll have a couple more tracks to tempt people further. Mm-hmm. But next up, let's have a listen to your next musical selection. And it's a bit of Bob Dylan and In the Summertime. Feels nice and hopeful playing this one because it wasn't completely dark when the show started,
This is off that album... Shot of Love, which was the last of the quote-unquote Christian trilogy. But I think it's just a great example of how Dylan can write a great love song without being that, the kind of the opaque Dylan-esque kind of thing. It's just a really great love song.
And here it is being just that.
Set where the trees hung low by that soft and shining sea. Did you respect me for what I did or for what I didn't do or for keeping it here? Did I lose my mind when I tried to get rid of everything you see? Summertime, when you were with me.
got the heart and you got the blood. We cut through iron and we cut through mud. Then came the warning that was before the flood that set everybody free. Fools, they made a muck of sin. Our loyalty they tried to win. But you were closer to me than my next of kin. But they didn't want to know or see. In the summertime. Oh, in the summertime. In the summertime. When you were with me. Strangers, they meddled in our affairs. Poverty and shame was theirs. But all that suffering was not to be compared with the glory that is to be. And I'm still carrying the gift you gave. It's a part of me now, it's been cherished and saved. It'll be with me unto the grave and then into eternity. In the summertime. Oh, in the summertime.
Dylan and In the Summertime here on Curples on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Bob and Martin from the Bob Column Band. And I have to say, Bob and Martin were strumming along perfectly to that song.
He does it to my song.
Just joking, Martin. Where am I?
So, but yes, I'm sitting there being impressed. I'm just like, I'm just not going to interrupt. You're away and doing well with it. So, let's hear another track in the studio. What track are we going to hear next?
Well, this is cool because we're doing songs off the Greatest Hits album, so we don't have to do the new stuff. That's what's so nice about all of this. Let's do She Hates Me, because this song...
Yeah.
This is a fun song, you know, you can do two things. You can wail and gnash your teeth and moan, or you can just accept the fact that, you know, that life sometimes gives us lemons.
Or you can turn it into art.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess you can do that as well.
Yeah. See, you have the capabilities of doing that. I am a sit around and moan kind of person. Yeah. So yeah, it's.
Oh.
Well, really? I've gotten better at not doing it. Yeah. You know, now I can just go and do a radio show or something like that. So,
exactly.
So you know, I found stuff to occupy my time with. But yes, if I wrote a song about it, it would not sound anywhere near as good as this one.
Well, do you know what the great thing is? Time plus equals. What's that old time plus something equals something? Or I forget. Yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you should always know what you're going to say before you say it. Time plus something equals healing. Whatever the hell. Yeah. Anyway, time plus humor gives you a song, right? So
here
dedicate
it is.
This to all you, you know, all you ex-wives out there, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. You can't say ex-wives, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, whatever. Sorry, guys. This is being recorded, right? This isn't live. It's live.
It's live, I'm afraid.
Oh. Okay. One, two, three.
She hates me. She's always there to tell me. Not another day goes by without another ugly scene. The good times are gone now. The bad times are coming with nothing in between. There's no time to change her mind. She hates me. Well, the first act started with a hug and a kiss, and it ended with a fall. I was hanging backstage trying to act my age, waiting for the curtain call. But when the third act was over, there was nothing but empty seats. She was taking her bow and telling me how she hates me. She hates me. She's always there to tell me. Not a single day goes by without another ugly scene. The good times are gone, now the bad times are coming with nothing in between. There's no time to change her mind. She hates me.